Redbirds prevail in overtime over the Salukis of Southern Illinois, 76-68. Strange coincidence, the exact same score that the Birds won by at Redbird Arena, 76-68. That game also in overtime, which is even more weird, Mike, when we think back to 1 week ago today when the Redbirds were at Loyola. They lost 68-61. That was exactly the same score by which they lost to Loyola at Redbird Arena.
I do think we've played two overtime games in a row where we've scored 20 points. Somebody's going to have to double-check me on that, but for some reason, I thought we'd scored 20 points in our last overtime, and it's very unusual. That's a lot of points in an overtime.
Redbirds got the first points of overtime from Malik Yarbrough on a rebound layup. Then the Salukis hit a three, and they took their only lead of the extra period about a minute in to the period, and that's when Phil Fain started to go to work. He made two free throws, then he made a steal, then he made two more free throws, then he made a layup and added a free throw, as that was a three-point play. So there was a run of 7 points, a 7-0 run by Phil Fain, with five of those 7 points coming from the free throw line. Then the steal by Matt Hine, and then another field goal by Phil Fain. So that extended his personal run to 9-0, as the Birds were in great shape then, up 67-61. Keyshawn Evans added a couple of free throws, and the Redbirds pretty much coasted in from there. They had to make free throws to secure the victory, but they did just that as they win it by the final score of 76-68. As we said, Dan Muller will not be able to join us as expediently as he usually does because he is obligated to go to the interview room before he comes to us. So we have been joined by Penny Collins of the Redbird coaching staff. What a for the second night in a row, Penny, a hard-earned, gritty victory for your Redbirds.
Yeah, I don't know really what to say right now. I just can't believe the energy in this building. You know, I really just want to say that the fans, just they give our guys so much energy. And this is like playing a home game for us. And our guys, when we're comfortable, we're playing the kind of basketball we know how to play, we're fun to watch. Obviously, we still got a lot of things we can get better, and we're going to watch this tonight and get ready for this 1:30 game tomorrow.
I'm watching you over there. You look cool, calm, and collected. I know you're not.
No, man. I'm shaking my head. I'm tapping my pen. I'm tapping my foot. I'm probably going to have to get a new pair of shoes out of stomping I'm doing. But, you know, this team, they're just a great bunch of guys to coach. They care. Coach Muller said in the locker room today, and I thought it was so true. This group loves each other, and that's so important. We don't have any egos. We don't have anybody jealous of each other, and they just care about each other. When guys don't care about who gets the credit, amazing things can be accomplished.
And the defense is what has come to the top here toward the end of the season. Again, it was outstanding today.
Yeah, you know, we look back and charted all the games that Phil had played in the second half of the season, and our defensive field goal percentage was number one. We were holding teams under 37% or lower in all those games that he played in. So that is something that we've really been kind of hanging our hat on, and he gives us, our team, confidence, especially when you got somebody down low that can give you rim protection and can rebound the ball, allow the other team to only have one shot.
In a lot of games, Phil puts up big numbers and kind of flies under the radar. He didn't fly under the radar in overtime, did he?
No, he was big time tonight. And, you know, just to show his mental toughness, for him to go to the free throw line after missing all those free throws, and you could just feel it. You could feel it in the whole arena, just like his just disappointment in himself. And then to him just to have that mental toughness to step to the free throw line and make all of them towards the end of the
line
game.
Drives seven in a row.
Whatever. Every time he make one like that, those line drives, I say, whatever, it's good. 1 point.
He made his last 7 free throws.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And what you said about his mental toughness, that plays right into that. A bad free throw shooter goes to the line in an overtime game and makes 7 in a row. That says something about that kid.
Absolutely. He's the heart and soul of this team. He's one of him and Keyshawn are our leaders, and we really lean on him to give us that kind of energy.
Early in the game, Southern was successful at denying him shots, whether they had to foul him or not, and then he did miss some free throws. But he rose above that. How did he do that?
You know, I think that was a key for them tonight, to try to, you know, front him and make him work for everything they get. They didn't double him, but they kind of sent some guys down there to hopefully pick the ball up a little bit. But he was staying aggressive, and that was the main thing. You know, we just kept telling him, stay aggressive. And even though he was missing those free throws, it was a good thing. It was tallying fouls on their bigs. And as you can see, it really hurt them not having Pippen in overtime. And then we just kept throwing it to him. You know, the last play, we actually drew it up for him to throw it into the block to him, but the ball got deflected, and Malik ended up having to drive and make a play. But we got a lot of faith in the field, and we're going to get the ball to him as much as we can.
There were times when the Redbird offense could not produce. Now, Southern Illinois' defense certainly had a lot to do with that, but you had opportunities to extend the lead a little bit. That didn't happen, and that had to be, to some degree, frustrating
for
you guys.
It is, and it's been something that's been one of our Achilles' heels all year long, just getting good shots. Anytime we got any type of cushion, we take hero shots or make hero plays. Or there was Sean Lloyd making phenomenal defensive plays. He's one of the best. He's the best perimeter defensive player in this league. He's a special player, and I gave him a big shout-out in the handshake line. I think he's going to be really good. But just the fact that they, you know, they really rallied around the ball, and they made it hard for us, and it forced us to take quick shots. And, you know, like I said, man, our guys just got to play smarter. For tomorrow's game, we can't have those kind of possessions.
Well, let's talk a little bit about tomorrow's game. You've played Loyola twice, and both were very competitive games. Both, coincidentally, the same final score, 68-61. I know you guys are thrilled to get another chance at the regular season champs.
Yeah, you know, it wouldn't matter who we were playing. You know, we're thrilled to have an opportunity to play in the championship game tomorrow. The fact that it's Loyola and they beat us twice, that's good for them. They should be thinking, feeling pretty confident. We should be the team worried, you know, that they're going to beat us three times. We're going to have a good game plan. We'll make whatever adjustments we need to make. And when the game comes tomorrow, we'll be ready to fight.
I like your confidence. You brought three suits, didn't you?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. We joke with Coach Johnson. Coach Johnson, we asked him how many suits he brought. He said, I brought two suits and three shirts. We said, oh, you're not confident. You're not confident. But absolutely, I brought three suits, and I can't wait to wear mine tomorrow. And
you got one, a good one? You got a good one?
The one you're wearing today is outstanding.
Yeah, I mean, you can't top today, can you?
I got to give my wife credit. She, yeah. You know, she does all that.
Maybe a new pair of shoes for tomorrow's game.
Yeah, I hope them Nikes like you got, the fresh premium leather roaches.
Well, Penny, this is wonderful. Redbird fans who are here, and you talked at the start of this interview about how much their support means to your guys.
Everything.
But the way they play means so much to the fans.
Yeah, and we really can't feel that over here because we're on the air.
Oh, man, let me tell you something. You can feel it. I can feel it in my back as they're screaming defense. And you know what? You know, any Redbird fans that are out there listening or, you know, in the social media or whatever, come on down here tomorrow for this 1 o'clock championship game.
Yeah.
When you guys are here, we're going to play better.
Well, the contingent was bigger today than it was yesterday, and hopefully it's quite a bit bigger
tomorrow.
It's a two-way love affair. They just love you guys too, Penny,
Absolutely.
And so keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Penny Collins of the Redbird coaching staff, his team got it done. 76-68 was the final. The Birds prevail in overtime over Southern Illinois. They win their 18th game of the year. This, by the way, is the first time this year that the Redbirds have been four games over 500. They'll try to make it to five over 500 tomorrow, and if they do, they will advance to the NCAA tournament for the first time in two full decades. We're back with more in just a moment. This is the Redbird Sports Network from Learfield. Overtime victory over Southern Illinois for Illinois State's Birds. And the Birds, for the second year in a row and for the third time in 4 years, advance to the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament Championship game. They'll play Loyola tomorrow. There are tickets available. Come on down and cheer on your Redbirds tomorrow as a huge throng of Illinois State fans here. And there'll be a bigger group tomorrow to cheer the Birds on against Loyola. 1 o'clock start, we're on the air at noon. Matt Hine heard those fans cheering for him, and they do make a difference, don't they, Matt?
Oh, yeah. It's unbelievable. Love it. I travel from all over the world, and it's come watch us. It's amazing, and it really helps us. Felt like a home game today.
I know at least one or a couple who traveled all the way from Windermere, Florida to watch this tournament.
Yes, they did. That's happy to have my parents here. It's awesome.
How does your mom handle it? Would she just assume you'd be sitting on the bench and not participating? Does she want you in the thick of the action?
She wants any time. Absolutely. Generally, she's gripping onto my dad's hand and shaking or something, but she wants me to succeed so bad. They both do. I love it.
a couple of early threes kind of got your offensive game going. Does that help when you make your first or two of your first three shots? Does it produce a better offensive game for you, would you say, from that point?
Yes and no. I mean, I think that anytime you hit consecutive threes like that, or I guess I missed one before.
You missed a two in between the two threes.
But, yeah, I mean, anytime you hit a couple of threes to get you going, I mean, obviously it's going to help. I'm just happy you hit them.
What you have really provided for the Redbirds here lately, and really all year, is defense. Mm-hmm. And your guys' effort yesterday against Brenton Scott was outstanding. Talk about the challenge of defending him, a great shooter who went 0 for 14 against you and Madison.
Yeah, our coaches challenged us to guard their two guards. And me and Madison, we kind of huddled up together before the game started. We were like, we were going to take this challenge. And, I mean, we didn't think we'd hold him to 0 for 14, but we did a pretty good darn job. Barnes kind of went off a little bit, but I'm happy that only he did. And it's unfortunate for Scott, but I'm happy we got the dub, because that would always suck for him to go out like that.
Yeah, absolutely. You can't help but feel bad for him, because he's worked hard and he's had a great career, and that's his last memory of playing college basketball. But like anything else, it'll heal with a little bit of time. Talk about defending this Southern Illinois team, which is a different sort of challenge than defending the Sycamores.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, unlike the Sycamores are very guard-heavy, and obviously Big Murphy in the post, but Southern Illinois they play hard. I mean, they play extremely hard. They got a couple of shooters, but I feel like anybody can bring the ball. I feel like anybody can shoot the ball. It's just – any game in the NBC is obviously going to come down to one or two possessions. And we had to get a stop, and thankfully we were able to.
Absolutely. At the right time there at the end of regulation, you needed a couple of big stops, or it would have been a different result.
Oh, yeah. I think, what are we, 5-1 now in overtime games?
4-1.
Four and one.
I thought we were 5-1 also, but no, 4-1.
4-1. Yeah, might as well just bring it into overtime, then let us play.
let's just play 5 minutes.
Yeah, seriously. But no, I feel like when we need a stop, when our backs are against the wall, I feel like we get it done. We succeed.
And I want to know about the ice on the shoulder. Why don't you just ice down your whole body?
Probably do that in a little bit here, get an ice bath. But no, it's just a nick, just a bruise. I caught an elbow, and I'm good.
At this time of the year, you got elbow problems, shoulder problems. You got smacked in the face a couple times
all
today.
All the above. I mean, the refs kept saying, stop flopping. I was like, I got caught with an elbow, and I stepped on my shoe, and I just
that was your fourth foul at the far end.
Exactly.
Right.
So it was a little unfair, but it was awesome.
29 minutes for you in this game, more than usual, but a lot of guys played even more minutes than you do. So how about stamina? As you're getting ready here to play your third game in the space of about 66 hours, I think it is.
Yeah, you know what?
Do you feel good physically, ready to go?
Yeah, we're basketball players. We were born to do this. We were born to play this game. We love this game. And whether it's fatigue or anything like that, I mean, we're going to play through it no matter what. I mean, there's a championship on the line.
And you got 5,000 people in red yelling
at you. And we got so close last year, and I hope we can get it done this year.
Adrenaline is a pretty magical thing.
Yes, it is. Yeah. I mean, I love it.
I guarantee you, with win tomorrow, coach will give you Monday off.
Maybe.
Exactly.
Maybe.
Depends how you play.
Exactly.
Well, we're sure looking forward to tomorrow. Loyola, team you guys have played very competitively twice. Got to be eager to get another shot at them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, after we lost to them, we knew that we had a chance to play them again. And we wanted to. And no matter who it was, but that was the team we got swept. I think that was the only team in the NBC we got swept by this year, and that left a bad taste in our mouth.
Yep. In the World Wrestling Federation, they say if you want to be the man, you got to beat the man.
Yep.
So
exactly.
If we want to be the team, we got to beat the team. And right now, Loyola's the team.
Yes, they are, and we intend to take them down. Hope we can.
One overtime.
Hey, however we get it done.
Exactly.
1 o'clock tomorrow. Hopefully, if you don't already have your ticket for the game, you'll get one and get yourself down here to cheer on Matt Hine and the Redbirds. Matt, great job today.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, set the alarm. Don't oversleep.
I'm planning to. I probably won't go to sleep. I'm too eager to play.
No, please go to sleep.
get at least a couple hours.
Yeah, true. Matt Hine, a big factor in Illinois State, 76-68 victory, overtime victory over Southern Illinois. We'll take another break. Dan Muller will join us here in a little bit as Redbird Review continues from St. Louis. Back in a moment. This is the Redbird Sports Network from Learfield. Win it 76-68 over Loyola's Ramblers in overtime. We're joined by Dan Muller, and Dan said a gritty victory yesterday against Indiana State. Maybe this one was a little more so.
It probably was the way we had to go down the stretch, and they took the lead, and we've been in that situation many times, and a lot of times we've come out on top thanks to the competitiveness and execution of our players. Obviously, Phil Fain was a beast down the stretch in regulation, but specifically in overtime. Matt Hine had a terrific game. Keyshawn took care of the ball, didn't shoot it great, but, you know, 7 assists, 3 turnovers against that team is really good. Boogie, huge first half. So a lot of guys did good things. I was pretty disappointed at our fight and competitiveness throughout a lot of the second half. I thought we relaxed in halftime, which it's the first time we've done that in a while. But obviously, find a way this time of year. Very rewarding.
Yeah, the defensive effort overall was outstanding, but right. There were some periods in the game where it wasn't so good.
Absolutely. And some of it had to do with our bad offense. And we shot 24% in the second half. I mean, that's brutal. We had 4 turnovers at halftime. We had 7 in the first, I believe, 10 minutes of the second half. And then we had 1 the rest of the game. We had shot 27 threes, I'm pretty sure, at the 8-minute timeout, and didn't shoot another 3 the rest of the game, and then start getting inside. So I thought we relaxed with our focus, and it showed in our execution. Now, what is nice is relaxing and really, I think, letting down, it turns into 45% defensive field goal percentage, where a month ago it would have been 60%. And I go in the game, at the end I'm like, man, I feel disappointed in our defense, and we held them to 40%. So it just shows the growth of our team, which is nice. And Southern Illinois, boy, they compete. They just compete. They looked exhausted in the first half, and they come out and just competed the whole second half.
What made Phil Fain so effective? Yeah, Pippen fouled out, but what kinds of things allowed Phil to get loose in the overtime and late in the second half?
You know, it was a combination of things. Number one, we went to him, and that's my fault. I didn't go to him enough earlier in the game, and he was kind of struggling to finish with Pippen in there, but I should have kept going inside. So we went to him. Obviously made those free throws and kind of got his head up a little bit. But when Pippen went out is when he did most of his damage. I mean, he did a lot of damage before that, but most of it came when Pippen went out, and they just don't have anything guard him, period. If he's making his free throws, which he made seven in a row. So that's it, a focus on getting it to him and taking advantage of what we felt like was a mismatch.
14 offensive rebounds, yeah. That helped your cause, as it did in your victory over Southern at Redbird.
And we think we had 2 at halftime, I'm pretty sure, and so we needed that. Now when you miss 1,000 shots, it makes more available. But we were a little more active, Phil obviously with 5. They guarded us now. I mean, it's not like they weren't playing and trying hard. And we had they're really good at guarding Malik. I mean, Lloyd is just – he's an animal. I mean, he is easily the toughest matchup for Malik. Keyshawn didn't have a great offensive day shooting the ball, took care of it. So we had a little bit of flow issues. Madison couldn't make a shot, but luckily Matt stepped up, Boogie stepped up, Phil stepped up at the end, and just found enough ways. But 20 points and a half isn't great, but again, just find a way at the end.
20 points in overtime also.
Yeah, right.
That's the second That's straight game I think you scored 20 points in overtime. What do you change to –
We work on situations, but most teams do. I do think we're comfortable in overtime. I mean, 5's a lot in a year. Six overtime games.
Four and one.
And so you can see on their faces we had some confidence. And they got in foul trouble. Pippen fouled out, and they had some other guys in foul trouble. But in the end, you just got to execute, make shots, get stops, and we were able to do that.
You talked prior to coming down here, ball care would be important. 10 turnovers yesterday, 12 today. Are you happy with that?
Extremely happy. Again, when we had 11 at 10-minute mark, I thought we were on our way to 18 again, and they were just some careless ones and some tough ones. But to have only 1 turnover down, I'm guessing it was the last 15 minutes of game. We only had 1 turnover, maybe more. And Yeah, I'll sign up for 10 to 12 every day of the week with this team. Absolutely.
Fane, Yarbrough, Evans, all 34 minutes or more, in part, of course, because of the extra five minutes for the game. You worry about that impact for tomorrow?
Not a lot, to be honest. A little bit with Keyshawn because he's got some injuries he's dealing with. Phil is a good bounce-back guy. Malik only played 22 last night, and Boogie never gets tired. So now we have to do some things physically to take care of him. But I really can't change it, so I'm really not worried about it.
I'm a little worried about you. 3 hours of sleep last night. What are you thinking about tonight?
Yeah, I will get more tonight.
Three and a half?
No, I'll get more than that. I need it. My voice is hurting. No, I'll get more tonight. So I'll be all right. We'll sleep next week. And it's exciting to still be in it. Third time in 4 years.
Yep.
Whatever it is. What's like the
6 of 11 now.
6 of 11.
Yeah, it's amazing.
We're due, right?
The Redbirds have the biggest fan contingent here. It was bigger today than it was yesterday. Hopefully it's bigger yet tomorrow, Dan.
I believe it will be bigger, and I believe it will be much bigger. And I look forward to that.
Did it help today any?
Absolutely.
Every kid that came out said the exact same thing.
100%. Yeah. Absolutely. Felt like a home game.
That's what I guess it was Matt who said that.
Yeah.
And it felt like that.
Coach Penny said the same thing. He said.
Right.
Come on down.
Well, another home game tomorrow then here at the Scott Trade Center. Loyola the opponent. Dan, we look forward to it.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Coach.
Dan Muller's Birds advanced to the title game again, 76-68, an overtime victory for Illinois State. We will wrap things up here from St. Louis as we get set for tomorrow's game, which starts at 1. We're on the air at noon. Just a quick look at some of the numbers. I don't believe we really got into this too heavily. 36% from the field for the Birds, so not a good shooting game. 40% for Southern Illinois. The Redbirds made 9 of 27 from 3. The Salukis 7 for 22. So neither team shot the 3 too well. Both made about a third of their attempts. The free throws were unbelievable in this game. 37 attempts for the Birds. They made 27, and that's 73%, and that's good shooting for Illinois State. The Birds on the season only a 68% free throw shooting team. Southern was 13 for 22. Birds out-rebounded them 47 to 35. That's a great effort on the boards. That's one of the reasons they won this game. Turnovers, not many for either team. 12 for the Birds, 11 for the Salukis. 26 points for Phil Fane, 14 for William Tinsley, 11 for Malik Yarbrough, 12 for Matt Hine, and 10 for Keyshawn Evans. So five guys in double digits for the Birds. For rebounds, it was 9 for Fane, 9 for William Tinsley, 8 for Malik Yarbrough. That's pretty good rebounding balance. Assists, the leader was Keyshawn Evans. Dan mentioned it. 7 assists, only 3 turnovers. 3 blocks for Fane and 2 for William Tinsley and 2 for David Njai. The Birds had a total of 9 blocked shots in this game. That was a big part of the defense.
Yeah, it really was. If you got a back line that can block some shots, that picks everybody up. You get beat and you get a shot block. Yeah, that picks everybody up.
So we look forward to one more game here in St. Louis. It's the championship game. It's the Redbirds against the Loyola Ramblers, with the winner advancing to the NCAA tournament. The Ramblers might advance anyway. The Redbirds obviously will not. They need the win to get to the NCAA. Our coverage starts at noon. Game time a little bit after 1 o'clock. My thanks to our in-studio producer, Blake Haas, and to my colleague, Mike Matthews, from Scott Trade Center in St. Louis. Dick Ludke saying so long for now. This has been Illinois State Redbird Basketball from Learfield.